Good afternoon. Welcome to Women's Ministry Month. You guys excited? Yeah. Oh, come on, you guys. You guys excited? Yeah. All right. I'm going to kick off Women's Ministry Month. I'm really honored and excited to be able to preach to you guys today. I want you guys to just open up your Bibles to Ecclesiastes. And we're going to be looking at chapter 3, verses 1 to 13. Ecclesiastes. And I'm going to be reading from the ESV version, but you guys can read from whatever version you are looking at. But let's just read it together. All right, ready? For everything, there is a season and a time for every matter under heaven. I said together. Okay, ready? A time to be born and a time to die. A time to plant. A time to pluck up what is planted. A time to kill and a time to heal. A time to break down and a time to build up. A time to weep and a time to laugh. A time to mourn and a time to dance. A time to cast away stones and a time to gather stones together. A time to embrace and a time to refrain from embracing. A time to seek and a time to lose. A time to keep and a time to cast away. A time to tear and a time to sow. A time to keep silent and a time to speak. A time to love and a time to hate. A time for war and a time for peace. What gain has the worker from his toil? All the way to verse 13. I have seen the business that God has given to the children of man to be busy with. He has made everything beautiful in its time. Also, he has put eternity into man's heart, yet so that he cannot find what God has done from the beginning to the end. I perceive that there is nothing better for them than to be joyful and to do good as long as they live. Also, that everyone should eat and drink and take pleasure in all his toil. This is God's gift to man. Amen. See, Scripture describes all of these different types of seasons. See, that's what our life is like. Our life is comprised of different seasons. You see that there's a time to weep and a time to dance, a time to be born, a time to die. All of these different times, these different seasons that we live in. Our lives aren't this continual same thing over and over and over and over again. Sometimes it feels like that. But the truth is, we're transitioning from season to season to season. It's the same thing even in the natural. I feel like God, he puts his principles in nature, you know, just to show us, just to give us an illustration. And while not all countries have four seasons, here we can talk about Korea or even Australia, right? There's four seasons. And each season, it's not summer forever. It's not winter forever. Each season transitions into the next season, right? Our life is seasonal. And it's so important that we know what season you are in. What season are you in? Are you in a season of laughter? Are you in a season of mending? Or are you in a season of tearing? Are you in a season where you're supposed to speak? Or are you in a season where you're supposed to be quiet? You know what I'm saying? Sometimes we get that mixed up, right? It's important to know what season you are in and to live according to that season. Because how ridiculous would it be if we think like winter when it's summer? And we go outside with a thick, down, poofy jacket when it's 90 degrees Fahrenheit. I don't know, what is that in Celsius? 30 some. Okay, listen, when it's hot outside in the summer weather and you're wearing this thick jacket, guess what? You will be miserable. You will be hot. You will be uncomfortable. And when we live not according to the season that we're in, we're setting ourselves up for discomfort. We're setting ourselves up to be miserable. You are unnecessarily suffering when you clothe yourself with the wrong mindset, the wrong attitude for your season. Some of you guys are miserable right now, not because God has put you in a season of suffering, but because you're wearing the wrong thing. It's because you don't know what season you're in, or even if you do, you're not living according to it. You're so desperate for it to be summer that you're walking around in a bikini when it's winter time. And you're wondering why you're suffering. Come on, somebody. What season are you in? And are you living according to your season? Are you paying attention to what God has highlighted to you? Are you paying attention to what God is challenging you in? Do you know what season you are in? So many Christians, we live our lives thinking that every season should just be harvest season, right? Every season we should just be excited. Every promise, everything should come into full fruition in every season of your life. That's not how it works. A farmer doesn't expect harvest every single season. He knows that there are seasons where he's got to sow. He knows that there are seasons where he just has to break ground. He knows there are seasons where he has to be patient. And then he will experience abundance and harvest. But some of you are living in constant disappointment because you think it should be harvest all the time. Do you know what season you are in? And do you live according to that season? Are you wearing the right outfit? Are you clothing your mind with the right attitude? Or are you in constant suffering and misery? See, today I want to talk to you about embracing your season. Come on, turn to your neighbor and say, embrace your season. So now we know it's important to discern the season. It's important to identify the season, and it's important to live according to it. But what does that mean? How do you embrace your season? I'm going to tell you right now. I'm going to give you three keys on how you can embrace your season, and this is going to set you free. Amen? Right? The first thing that you need to do in order to embrace your season is don't focus on the loss, but focus on what God is calling you to enjoy. Don't focus on the loss, but focus on what God is calling you to enjoy. In every season, there appears to be water losses. See, our Sydney campus and our Melbourne campus, they're coming off towards the end of their winter time. We're about to, you know, be thrusted into summer, but they're closing their winter season. And I can imagine that in the brink, in the apex of their winter season, when they're freezing in their homes, they were all daydreaming about those summer days where they can go to Bondi Beach, right? Get some fish and chips and eat a fried Mars bar. If you guys don't know what that is, you all got to get educated because that's just crazy. Fried, they literally deep fry a chocolate. Anyway, so I'm sure that they're thinking, man, I wish it was summer. Because in the wintertime, I can't go to the beach. I can't wear my swimsuit and enjoy the ocean. I'm at a loss. We're about to approach our summertime here in Korea, and we're excited about it, yeah? But soon, there's going to be mad mosquitoes up in here. You guys know about that? This is your first time in Korea. Get ready. Because these mosquitoes are on another level, okay? They take elevators. They go through drain pipes. Like, I don't know what kind of meeting they have, all right? To bring strategy on how to attack you, but they're on another level. Soon we're going to be swarmed by mosquitoes. We're going to have monsoon downpours. You guys remember that? Hot, humid weather where you wake up drenched in sweat. And in the midst of summer, guess what? We're going to be thinking about the brisk, cold winter air, the kun goguma, roasted sweet potatoes, you know, the street vendors that we can get, snuggling up in your blankets when it's cold and it's just nice and cozy. In your bed. Every season, it feels like there's a loss. Every season. We can talk about a loss in every season. But God is saying, don't focus on the loss. You need to focus on what God is calling you to enjoy. You see, it's our human nature to have a tendency to focus on what we feel like we're losing out on. And as a mom of a young baby, I know that. Okay, while I'm changing explosive poopy diaper, y'all don't know about back blow, okay? I'm gonna explain this to you. Back blow is when your baby has such a powerful bowel movement that it shoots out of the diaper and goes all the way to the back of her neck. Yeah, be excited about that. And while I'm changing and cleaning this precious baby from massive poo, I'm looking on Facebook and seeing all y'all going to the newest restaurant, right? Checking out this amazing cafe, both of which are never baby friendly. And living your lives, doing whatever you want, watching this movie. Oh my gosh, going to movie theater. When am I going to go to movie theater again? And it's easy for me to think, oh, I'm losing out. I'm missing out. When's the next time I can do that? When's the next time I can just go out whenever I want to? And just go to a cafe and enjoy and not have to pack for 2 hours to go to the cafe? only to leave the cafe 30 minutes later because baby's hungry and I got to feed her. When am I going to do that? And you just think, man, I'm losing out. I'm losing out. Come on, parents in the back, in the baby room, who can't even be out here. You feel me? Thank you. Thank you. That's right. Every campus, I know the parents are, except Itaewon. We need babies at Itaewon, but that's another message. But we think that we're at a loss. And when you focus on that, man, you are constantly going to be in a place of sadness. I'm missing out. I'm missing out. See, but when you understand what season you are in, you can enjoy what God is placing before you. You can enjoy what God is placing before you. You see, when I travel, the first thing I do before I travel somewhere is I check the weather. What's the weather going to be like in Phuket, Thailand? Ooh, that sounds nice, right? Well, it's going to be hot. It's going to be rainy. It's going to be humid. Okay, if that's what the weather is going to be like, I know to prepare my light, breathable clothing, my shorts, my bathing suit. When you know what season is in front of you, you know how to be prepared for that season to enjoy your time. If I'm packing the wrong things, if I'm packing the wrong types of clothes, if I forget my umbrella, I'm not going to enjoy my time in Phuket, Thailand. It's easy for me to be miserable if I'm not prepared. See, discerning the seasons, it causes you to be prepared. And not just to be prepared, but to enjoy. Enjoy your time. What does Scripture say? If you look with me in Ecclesiastes, look towards verse 13. Read that verse 13. Where is it? Why can't I find it? Okay, go ahead. Okay, I'll read from the verse ahead. I perceive that there is nothing better for them than to be joyful and to do good as long as they live. Also that everyone should eat and drink and take pleasure in all his toil. This is God's gift to man. In the midst of your season, God is giving you things to take pleasure in. When it's winter, enjoy winter. When it's summer, enjoy summer. When you're a student, enjoy the freedom and the flexibility that you have. Students, while you're moaning and groaning about the finals and the exams and all the studying that you have to do, you forget that the full-time worker is thinking about how lucky you are, how blessed you are to have this flexible schedule, to meet your friends, to hang out past 10 p.m. Some people, they don't remember what that's like. To see your friends all the time. To eat whatever food you want to eat and not experience heartburn. Listen, when you get older, you're going to pay the consequences. As much as there's something that you can complain about, or as much as there's something that you think you're at a loss, I'm telling you, in your season right now, God wants you to gain. He wants you to enjoy. He wants you to reap what's right in front of you. Embrace your season. Embrace your season. What is God highlighting to you? What season are you in right now? And are you living according to that season? Are you clothing yourself with the right attitude? Are you sowing what you need to sow? And are you reaping what you need to reap? That's the first key. Don't focus on the loss. Focus on what God is calling you to enjoy. The second key is, where's the second key? Here's the second key. Don't live life longing to be in the next season, but be fully present with where you are right now. Don't live life longing to be in the next season, but be fully present with where you are right now. See, not only does the devil want to rob you of your current season, he wants to rob you from thriving where you are right now by fixing your eyes on what you can't have or what you think is a loss. But he also wants to establish you in a perpetual state of longing to be in the next season. Longing to be in the next season. Single people, longing to be in a relationship. People in a relationship, longing to be married. After a few years of being married, longing to be a parent and have kids. After having children longing till they're old enough to go to school where you don't have to watch them all the time. Praise the Lord. Right? After school longing for them to hurry up and graduate and go to college and get out the house. Thank you. See, the father in the back knows what I'm talking about. Listen, we love our kids, all right? Don't get me wrong. Don't be looking at me like I'm a bad parent. It's just the truth. It's what we think about. It's what goes through your head when you're suffering in your current season. Longing to be in the next season. But I'm telling you, do not do that because you will be robbed. You will be robbed. See, to long, I was listening to a message by Pastor Eddie. He's a former pastor of OEM, Onuri English Ministry here, Seoul, Korea. Not anymore, but he was. And he preached a message called God of All Seasons. It's just a good title right there, right? God of All Seasons. And he said something along the lines, I just paraphrase, but the revelation is this. To long for something that you don't have access to in your current season, it trains you to be in the place of discontentment. To long for something that you don't have current access to in your current season, it trains you. Everybody say trains you. To be in a place of discontentment. So when you're constantly longing, man, I can't wait till I get there, and I can't wait till I do this, and I can't wait till I get another job, and I can't wait till I can actually get, you know, some work and get a paycheck. I can't wait till I graduate. I can't wait till this. I can't wait till that. When you're constantly longing for the next season, you are in a place of discontentment with where you're at. That's not living life to the full. See, that line of thinking, when you're in discontentment, it easily gets you to begin to drift to trying to change your season with your own hands. And when you try to change your season with your own hands, it leads you to frustration. Everybody say frustration. How many of you guys are frustrated right now? I'm wondering, do you know what season you're in? Or are you longing to be in the next? Frustrated. Frustrated. Living in the place of frustration and discontentment. Why? Because we're constantly longing to be somewhere else that we are not. Guess what? You can't control your seasons. I mean, some of you try to quit jobs, right? And move on to another job, right? Thinking that it's going to get you out of your season, right? Wrong. Because the next job is going to be just like that past job. Why? Because you can't change your season. Only God can. God is the one that's in control. And God is the one that's perfecting you day by day to be more like Him. Brothers and sisters, this is the journey that we are on to be more like Christ, not to be more comfortable. And because we're being called to be more like Christ, that is our destiny. We're going to be going through seasons that may not be easy. And there's no walking away from it. Sometimes you got to go through this struggle to become more like Christ. Sometimes you have to miss out on something to become more like Christ. Sometimes you got to die to yourself a little bit to be more like Christ. See, this message was birthed in this revelation. Why? Because my daughter, as cute and as adorable as she is in a season where she's refusing to sleep. And when I'm shushing her, literally doing all sorts of, y'all don't even know the different techniques, okay? Of trying to get your baby to sleep for 2 hours, then passing her off to my husband so that he can rock her for another hour. And she's wide awake. 10:30. 11 o'clock. Wide awake. I know she's tired because she can't be lifting any of her limbs, you know, but she's wide awake, exhausted, refusing to sleep. It's easy for me to be like, oh man, this sucks. This sucks. I'm so tired. I just want to go to sleep. I just want to fast forward this stage. Can't she just learn how to, sometimes I shush her and I think I'm moving her forward. You know, shh, 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 shh. And I'm like, yeah, she's about to sleep. Shh, shh, shh. Her eyes are getting heavy. Shh, shh, shh. And I'm just filled with frustration in that moment. Like, ah, are you serious? I can't fast forward my baby's developmental stages, okay? It doesn't work like that. I wish it did, but it doesn't. So what am I going to do? Am I going to be constantly miserable until she figures it out? Or am I going to understand, okay, I got to embrace my season. This is difficult right now. I am very tired right now, but I'm learning to love. I'm learning to care. I'm learning to put someone above myself. And in that way, I'm learning to be like Christ. And there's going to be a season in the future where she doesn't want me to hold her anymore. Ew, Mom. Don't touch me. I'm going to cry when that happens. No, you know. Every day, that girl gets smothered with kisses. I mean, you can ask my husband. You can ask my sister-in-law. I just smother her with kisses. And there's going to be a day where she has the ability to say no. Right now, she can't. It's awesome. But there's going to be a time where I'm going to miss holding her. I'm going to miss rocking her. I'm going to miss shushing her. I don't know if I'm going to miss doing it for 5 hours, but I am going to miss putting her to bed every single night. There's going to be a season where she's not going to need that and she's not going to want that. And I'm going to look back and can I say, have I thoroughly enjoyed that time? Are you in a place of discontentment? Are you in a place of frustration? Maybe it's work. You're at this job and you just feel frustrated and you just feel unhappy and you feel like you're not appreciated and you feel like your coworkers are jerks and it's just so difficult and life is so hard and you have forgotten that that very job you're complaining about is a job you prayed for a couple of months ago to get and your whole CG was praying with you and when you finally got it, you are rejoicing in the Lord and 2 months later, you're upset. Oh, I forgot about that. Oh yeah, I asked God for that. Right? I'm shushing my baby and I'm complaining. I'm about to cry. And God's reminding me, didn't you pray for this? Oh yeah. Didn't you cry out for years to have a baby of your own? And what? You unhappy now? Oh no, Lord. You're right. You're right. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Shush, 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 shush. See, I can't walk out of being a mom. I mean, I can, but I won't. And some of you guys feel like, well, I'm just going to put matters into my own hands. And you try to walk out of your current season. You try to run away from what God is trying to deposit in you right now. You try to escape the hardships and escape the trouble and escape the things that are not easy and difficult when God is calling you to endure. And I'm telling you, there is no running away. Because as long as you're walking in alignment with God's will, God will put that same situation in your face again so that you can learn that revelation again, that He is more powerful, that He can give you joy in the midst of circumstances that are tiring and exhausting, that God could be the source of everything that you need to satisfy your life. He needs you to learn that. So He's going to put you in a situation where it feels like everything else is falling apart. Why? Because no matter what we're going through, we have the ability, the authority, and the anointing to be in a place of satisfaction. To be in a place of joy. Don't let the devil rob you of this season. Don't stand there longing for the next job, longing for the next thing, longing to get out of what you're in right now when God is trying to teach you something in the midst of your current season. Don't miss out. Pay attention. The third key is this, and the last key. Don't waste your season. Rather, discover how you can glorify God through it. Don't waste your season. Rather, discover how you can glorify God through it. Each season has its purpose. And the truth is, not all the time do we understand what's going on and why things are happening the way that they are. I mean, it's foolish for you to think that you have the capacity to understand God's will fully. I mean, let's think about that for a second. God, the Almighty God, the Creator, how can we possibly come close to fully understanding what He's doing in our lives, us, the creation? How can we do that? Yet we're fighting for understanding. Fighting to know why, instead of trusting in what God is calling us to do. you just have to believe that there's purpose. Whether you get it or not, or you know exactly what it is or not, you have to believe that there's purpose. But there are times, trust me, God will reveal some things. It may not be everything, but He will reveal some purposes to your season. You may not understand it fully or in detail or in HD, but the truth is, in every season, God desires to reveal Himself to you. And He desires to make you more like Him. In every season, He's trying to reveal Himself to you. See, God wants us to mark our seasons with revelation of who He is. I mean, I'm a mother now and I have baby Shiloh. But there was a season where I was pregnant, but I miscarried. And it was a tough time. It wasn't a harvest time for laughing and dancing and joy. It was a time for mourning and grieving. It was difficult. But in the midst of that season, when I look back, I can tell you fully that that season was not wasted. Even in my suffering, even in my heartache, that season was not wasted. Because in that season, I got the deep revelation that God is a God of comfort. See, no one could comfort me like God can. No one. Even when you're going through something that's so hard and so difficult and you feel so pressed and so crushed, I'm telling you, God is a God of comfort. He's a God that breaks through all of that and knows how to bring your broken heart back to a place of peace and back to a place of wholeness. I didn't waste that season because I sought revelation of who God was. And so I can look at that season and know that I have advanced and I have drawn closer to Him. And I have gained even greater intimacy with God because I sought Him out. Every season is being marked with a revelation of who He is. Who is God in your season right now? Have you been seeking that out? Have you been looking for that? Have you been paying attention to that? Is God the God that is sovereign? Even in the midst of all your exams, that God still is the one who gives you abundant joy and peace? Or maybe you're dealing with people coming against you and opposing you. Is God trying to give you the revelation that He's on your side? That He's the one that fights your battles? God is trying to reveal something to you right now about who He is. But are we paying attention? Or are we wasting our season? Don't waste your season. How can you glorify God in your season right now? How can you glorify God as a student? How can you glorify God in your classes? Are you thinking about that? Are you meditating on that? How can I glorify God through this? How can I glorify God as a single person? You can't get your single years back, as my husband so carefully explained last Sunday about how he longs to be single. But I understand what he means, because you can't get your single years back, okay? And you do have to call your, hey, can I go to the movies with so-and-so? Or what do you want for dinner? That's the worst. Trying to figure out the meal that you got to eat because you want something, they want something else, or whatever it may be. But there is something about being a single person that allows you to glorify God in ways that you can't when you're married. Okay? The freedom that you have as a single person, use it. Don't waste it. Don't be longing for the next season and lose the opportunity to glorify God right now with where you are. Because soon you will get married and you will have children and you won't have the freedom to go on this mission trip. Or you won't have the freedom to do or lead this CG. And all of a sudden that opportunity is gone. But have you made the most of that season? See, becoming a parent is on another level of lockdown. But I look back on my 6 years of being married with Christian as just childless, you know, husband and wife, and we did not waste it. 6 years, we traveled the world, and we spoke and preached the gospel in so many different places to so many different people. We glorified God in our marriage before we had children. And you know, when I was longing to become pregnant, everything started, you know, what's the word, paralyzing me from moving forward. Because I kept thinking, oh, you know, I got invited to do this, but I can't because what if I get pregnant? And what if this happens, right? Then I can't go there. I started living my life in the future and not in the present. And I remember Pastor Sonny looked at me and was like, don't stop living your life right now just because you want to be pregnant. She waited 8 years. Can you imagine if she lived with that mindset of, I'm going to be pregnant one day, I'm going to be pregnant one day. 8 years, she wouldn't have gone anywhere or done anything. She would have lost that chance to glorify God in the way that only you can without children. And so I remember thinking about that. I can't waste my life. I can't put my life on hold. I can't refrain or lock up my joy or my worship to God until this happens. I got to be in it right now. I got to glorify God right now in this season. And the year I got pregnant, I traveled the most out of every year. I was the lead speaker for the Young Adults Retreat at Living Hope Christian Center. First time I got to be a lead speaker. I got traveled to Shanghai and spoke at a youth conference. I mean, this was the first time I was invited. I'm usually, you know, Pastor Christian's tag along and, you know, sidekick, and I back him up. But this time he was my sidekick and he was backing me up and he was the one praying and interceding for me. Hallelujah. And I was the one that was preaching and I was doing what God was calling me to do. But I could have missed that opportunity if I was too busy being consumed with what I wanted in the future. Are you guys hearing me? Don't waste your season. I'm a parent now of a small baby, but I don't want to waste this season. There's a way that I can glorify God right now. Even if it means shushing my baby for 2 hours, I'm glorifying God as I do it. Why? Because I'm choosing. I got to fight. And listen, it's a fight. I got to fight to stay in the place of joy. I got to fight to stay in the place of being fully present. I got to fight not to think about what I'm losing out on, but understand what God is allowing me to take joy in this season. What season are you in? And how can you glorify God in this season? How can you run hard for God? How can you be radical for God? How can you be crazy about God in this season in ways that you can't in others? Instead of fighting for your happiness and instead of fighting for your comfort, fight for that. Fight to bring glory to God. It's time that we embrace our season. Come on, turn to your neighbor, say it again. Embrace your season. See, when you embrace the season that you are in, you're being a faithful steward. When you embrace the season that you are in, you are being a faithful steward. And when you faithfully steward the season that you are in, you are setting yourself up to reap in the next season. Some of you feel like you can't reap in this season because you didn't sow in the past one. Sow in this season so that you can reap in the next season. College students, let me talk to you for a second. Emmaus, where are you at? Wow. Emmaus, where are you at? Thank you. And Sydney, we got our uni students, right? Not college, but uni students. In your season right now, God is calling you to be faithful, to steward, and to sow. I don't care if you're in a major that's going to have nothing to do with what you're going to be doing later on. Okay? I don't care if you're studying biochem and you're going to be a writer in the future. It doesn't matter. God is calling you to faithfully sow in this season because he's preparing you and training you so that you can reap in the future. I wish I knew that when I was in college. Because when I was in university, listen, I lived my life for myself and I didn't sow in where I needed to sow in. I sowed into sin and I reaped death. But I didn't sow into what God was calling me to. And to this day, I still have to figure out, okay, how do you spell that? How do you write that? How do I deal with deadlines? God is training you right now. You know that group project that you can't stand because you got that person in your group who's mad lazy and refuses to do any work and it's just so frustrating? Or you got that person in the group who's crazy bossy and calls you every 5 minutes. Where you at? Where you at? Where you at? Let's meet. And you're thinking, man, I can't wait till I'm out of college because I don't have to deal with that. We'll get a job and see what happens. And see what kind of people you got to deal with in your workplace. Listen, God is preparing you. He is training you. He's causing you to learn how to sow patience right now. to sow and to learn how to deal with different personalities right now. To sow and learn how to, you know, write papers and you know, be on time and catch deadlines. He's trying to teach you those things right now, because no matter what you're going to be doing in the future, you will be doing that. Are you faithfully stewarding your season? You got to embrace it. That's what it means to embrace your season. It's not waiting until the season, putting your head in the sand until your season is over. No, it's about faithfully stewarding what God has right now before you. Sow bountifully and you will reap bountifully. Sow now and you will reap. Sow now and you will reap. So even if that means to lose out on a couple of things, even if that means in that season you won't be as available to your friends, sow. Be faithful, because you will reap. See, what happens if we don't embrace our season, when we just get stuck in envy? We look at other people and the lives they're living through Instagram or Facebook, and we think, man, I'm so envious of them. I wish I could do that. I wish I could be there. And envy rots the bones. That's what Proverbs says. Envy rots the bones. It will consume you, and it will put you on a whirlwind of just not enjoying your season. Scripture says to eat and drink and take pleasure in the toil. But you don't do that when you're just so focused on what someone else has. You can't celebrate it because you can't enjoy your own season. You're just envious, and it's rotting you. You know, even though Pastor Christian and myself, we both became parents, me as a mother, it's different. I mean, he can't breastfeed. That would just be wrong and traumatizing. But I'm the one that feeds my baby. I mean, she tries, but, you know, it's not going to happen, right? And there are times where I'm looking at him and I'm just like, 좋겠다. Yeah, yeah. Good for you. Good for you. Great, great. Mm-hmm. Yeah, go and do everything that you normally do while I sit here and watch this baby and change her diapers and feed her, and my whole life gets turned upside down. Lucky you. Awesome. Great. See you later. And I'm just filled with envy and bitterness. It's true. It's so tempting to stay in that place. It really is. When I first gave birth to Shiloh, and we stayed at an after center called Choriwon. It's called Choriwon in Korean. But every 2 hours, because I was waiting for my breast milk to come in, I'd have to wake up every 2 hours and just pump. And in those times, my husband was just sleeping straight through like a baby. Okay? And in those moments, he would wake up and he would turn and he would look at me, and literally I would just be staring at him like this. Like just filled with bitterness. And he'd be like, oh my gosh. Like later on, he's like, it was not a good vibe to wake up to. You know, every morning he'd be like, oh honey, did you have a good sleep? Well, you looked comfortable, you know, just filled with bitterness and envy because he wasn't suffering the way that I did. I mean, how sad is that? How sad is that? I get to enjoy things with Shiloh that my husband doesn't, because I'm a mom. And here, instead of focusing on that and reaping that pleasure, I was so dead set focused on what I was losing and so jealous and hating on my own husband. And I was sharing with him the other day, you know, complaining. And he reminded me of when he was in seminary. Listen, when my husband was in seminary, he was a full-time pastor of this church. We were doing church plants, and he was going to school, taking exams, you know, trying to learn Hebrew, coming at home, trying to recite Greek alphabet, whatever it may be. So stressed out, and he would come home, and I would just be watching TV, you know. He'd come home from a long day of school, dealing with all these phone calls with these different pastors, and then he'd come home, he'd see me, I'd be like, oh, hey, hon. Oh, so funny. Oh, hon, you want to watch TV? And he'd look at me and be like, no, I got to study. I shut the door. Mad bitter. Mad hater. I totally forgot about that season. I was too busy looking at my own suffering. I forgot that. Oh, yeah. That must have been hard for you. Sorry about that. Embrace your season, not someone else's. Embrace your season. Reap from your season. Sow into your season. This is what God is speaking to you right now, because in the midst of it, you have an assignment to glorify Him. To glorify Him. I think it's time that we live our life to the full, where we really walk in our abundant life. And that abundant life doesn't mean when everything is going right and everything is about pleasure and everything is about promises coming into fulfillment. That abundant life means embracing your every season. If that's the truth, man, we would only have abundant life once every 4 months. Twice a year would we be living the abundant life? That was our definition. No, embrace your season, sow and reap what God has called you to. I want you guys to just close your eyes. It all starts with, what season are you in? Not what season you want to be in. What season are you in? Where has God called you right now? And what is He challenging? How is He challenging you right now? This is how you determine and discern your season. What is God calling me to sow into right now? And how is He calling me to reap right now? What season are you in? And are you truly living for God in this season? Are you truly glorifying God in this season? I want you to take a moment and just begin to pray. And just begin to let go of all the loss. I'm missing out on this. I'm losing out on that. I can't enjoy this in this season. Begin to let that go. Just let it go. And pull yourself out of the next season thinking, put yourself in your current place. Choose to be fully present and commit. God, I don't want to waste this time. I don't want to waste this time. I don't want to waste this time, this season, but I want to glorify You. Come on, just begin to pray and begin to commit that. Make